this morning. Enjoy your week ahead, and then of course we'll chat to you next week Saturday.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Stellenbosch Safe House has launched the 1 million men against violence campaign in an effort to get men to take a stand against gender-based violence. And here to tell us all about it is the CEO of Stellenbosch Safe House. That's Alice Wilton. Alice, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, no, I can't complain.
The 1 Million Men Against Violence campaign, what is that all about?
Right. So Stellenbosch Safe House works largely in victim empowerment for females. And what we have realized with the analysis of our crime trends is that we definitely need a different discourse in South Africa, and especially in Cape Town, because we happen to have the murder capital of the world in Cape Town. So what we then decided is we did an analysis and we found out that we cannot move forward with just females. So we decided to launch a platform for males to come out and to support violence against women. We believe that it's important that males become part of our fight against violence. And we believe that they will be a catalyst for change in South Africa as well.
And how are they going to be part of the, I suppose, eradication of gender-based violence?
Well, I think South Africa needs a different discourse. If you look at the stats, then you will see that more than 1.5 million serious crimes were reported in South Africa during the last financial year. And especially if you look at the murder stats, then you will see that 21,022 murders were committed in South Africa. So we believe that it's time for a different discourse, and we need males to move with us when we have this discourse. Look, we cannot have a community of exclusion of males. We want inclusion, we want more discussion, but we need positive discussion, Africa. We need a discussion in this country on gender-based violence, not only from a female perspective, but from a male perspective as well. So we have several partners who came out in support of this 1 million men against violence and our campaign called Unsilence All Violence. We believe that all violence must be addressed through discourse. We have such a positive country. We have a beautiful country. We have thriving businesses. We have so much potential and so much hope. And we transitioned from your apartheid system to your post-apartheid system. So we believe that we can move forward in this country if our discourse takes everyone along. And that's why we asked males that we know, we asked them to then make a video and post it on our website and also post it on our Facebook page, where they come out in support of violence against our campaign for violence against women.
And that website, of course, safehousestellenbosch.co.za. That's safehousestellenbosch.co.za. Alice, yes. I certainly resonate with the campaign, because men have and are an essential part of the solution. It's the men who are carrying out these acts of violence against women and children, and it's the men who are going to need to find the solutions to that challenge. And that will happen and can only happen if they are part of the narrative and the discourse, as you said, that seeks to come up with solutions.
Yes, we believe that, look, 59.6% of all violence committed during the last financial year was against women and children. That is our concern. So we're saying that there seems to be a crime trend. I think that we all are having the discourse in our fields that crime is now systemic. And we believe that everyone in South Africa is going to have to work hard to move this country forward. Look, we have tourism going down now because of crime. So we can choose as South Africans, we want to be part of a solution or we want to be part of a problem and bemoan our loss the whole day. So we asked males to come out in support, and I'm sure that you will be supporting us as well.
Without a doubt. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Alice, and all the best with the campaign. Alice Wilton is the CEO of Safe House Stellenbosch, and that's a website address as well, safehousestellenbosch.co.za.